smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show via username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out in the way that is most appropriate for you. There's some crazy news coming out of Maricopa County. Of course, that's where Sheriff Joe is located, and we've talked a number of times in the past about...
How long have you been doing this?
I just actually had to dump myself there. Anyway, we're talking about Joe Arpaio, and he is crazy, this guy.
He's crazy as guano.
That's right. He has...
You don't want to know how crazy Joe is.
He has instituted a new policy. Now, just to give you an update on who Joe Arpaio is, in case you don't know, he's sometimes touted... Actually, I think he touts himself as America's toughest sheriff. You know, kind of like how Rush Limbaugh touts himself as the guy with one, you know, God ties one hand behind his back. This is the level of hubris that this guy has. He's America's toughest sheriff. And everything that he does, he needs to prove that. So, you know, whatever it is that he's doing, you know, whether it's cracking down on immigration or drug dealers or, you know, you fill in the blank, whether it's how he takes care of the people that are, or if you would barely call it taking care of them, the people who are in his custody at the county jail, which is notorious for its inhumanity to his fellow man, he's got to prove himself constantly as the toughest sheriff. And that means no nonsense. That means no humanity. That means apparently bread and water if you cross him, if you're in his facility. Now, that may actually not be so bad, considering that the bologna sandwiches they've been known to give out in the past have been, rotting. For instance,
that's the claims.
This man is known for bragging about how little he spends on jail meals, because Joe Arpaio wants you to buy into this idea that everyone who's been arrested is a criminal. They're a bad person. All these people that are in the jail, they're all bad people, and they deserve to be treated like scum of the earth.
Right. Well, the first thing I'd like to say is that everybody who's in jail that hasn't been sentenced is innocent or presumed innocent until proven guilty. So therefore, treating them in an inhumane fashion is simply inhumane. And that's a really important fact that people need to internalize. That if you're for the way Joe treats people in pre-conviction confinement, you perhaps don't understand what America's about. Don't understand what 1,000 years of jurisprudence is about.
Well, hold on, Mark. You make a good point about pre-conviction confinement, because it's certainly true that the people in Joe Arpaio's jail are being treated as crappily if they're waiting for a sentencing or waiting for a trial versus if they've already been sentenced. But I would like to make sure that we're clear that just because you've been sentenced to jail doesn't make you a mass murderer. It doesn't make you a sicko. It doesn't make you dangerous. None of these things necessarily apply. Are there people in jail who fit into those categories? Yes. However, as Rick Van Wickler, who is the superintendent of the jail here in Cheshire County, would tell you, in fact, somebody submitted an article about Rick to the front page of freetalklive.com, so you can actually learn more about him right there. But as he said, that at any given moment in his jail, 40% of the people who are in that jail, in his opinion, don't belong in that jail. Because he doesn't think, you know, he thinks if you haven't hurt anybody else, you don't belong you don't belong behind bars. Incarceration is not the right punishment for you. So Joe Arpaio, of course, believes differently. And not only are you going to be incarcerated if you break the law in Maricopa County, but you will be really deprived of, in this case, meaningful nutrition. So here's a story from Al Jazeera. Ahead of Veterans Day, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio has launched a new patriotic initiative last week that displays a sticker of the American flag in each prison cell with the caveat that anyone who vandalizes it will be denied proper meals.
Oh, God.
Our bio.
It's kind of funny. Like, here's the flag of the country that's incarcerating you. You better love it. And I'm sure that the vast majority of people in that jail do.
Maybe you're right about that, Mark. I don't know. But certainly if there's something in a jail cell, it's, there's a good chance it's going to get vandalized, no matter what it is. And so he, I think he's counting on that. Arpaio has stated that 10 inmates are currently being punished with a restricted diet of bread and water for the violation. Sheriff, pictured here in this story, which we'll link to you on our social networking sites, has implemented the policy in the following Maricopa jails. Did you know there was more than one jail in Maricopa County? 4th Avenue Jail, Durango Jail, Estrella Jail, Lower Buckeye Jail, Tent City Jail, and Central Intake and Towers Jail. Now, you know, Mark, I mean, where we come from, Sarasota, Florida, not as big as Phoenix. Phoenix, pretty big place, but just seems like that's a lot of jails. Is it just me, or is that a lot of jails for one city?
Well, it's a county, and it's a big one.
Good point. Good point.
It's unusual to have that many jails, but I don't know what to think about that. I hope that what we have going on here is a situation where some of the old jails and some of the new jails are continuing to be used, because a lot of times what you'll see in communities is let's build a new jail, shut down the old jail, which of course was perfectly serviceable until the new jail came along.
According to the official press release, the campaign also entails playing God Bless America and the national anthem through the jails on a daily basis, and requiring all inmates, irrespective of nationality or origin,
to stand.
Nope, to sing along.
Oh, dear God. Okay. So, this is really messed up.
Yeah.
People...
He's a psycho.
You could be visiting from another country, and then what's the point of singing sort of nationalistic anthems of a country to which... I mean, if you were, you know... In Switzerland, and for whatever reason, real or manufactured, you ended up in a Swiss jail, and then they made you sing the Swiss national anthem.
Oh, it just warm your heart with patriotism, I'm
right,
sure.
It's stupid, and this is the kind of, this is like loyalty oaths. Back when, you know, the kings made, the king's changing his religion, you must now swear a loyalty oath that you agree with what the king says as far as his religion. You must come on board with whatever he says, and it's nonsense. Further, what about Jehovah's Witnesses, Quakers, Mennonites, and a variety of other religious traditions here in the United States who are long-standing religious traditions which do not believe in these sort of national anthems and Pledge of Allegiance and all that stuff?
Let's go. We can get to his press release here in a moment, but let's go to the phones. Andrew is safely tucked away in Tucson, Arizona, so out of the reach of Joe Arpaio. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys, I was originally going to bring up the policy of non-aggression, but I wanted to quickly touch up on Joe Arpaio. A couple of years ago, I heard a story of him trying to set up checkpoints along every single highway and freeway, you know, major roadway going into Phoenix, and searching those vehicles for immigrants and for drugs. And he had to be explained that you cannot pull over and search every single person's car who comes into that city. That was a shocking thing to him, which just really shows how, you know, far out this guy is. I mean, he's really a pretty much a rogue sheriff out there. And
he's loved by the people, a lot of people, not all of them. He's loved by people. He keeps getting reelected over and over again. So while you and I might view him as rogue and psychopathic, apparently this toughest sheriff thing that he likes to play by really works with the voters.
Yeah, that's true. He's tough on immigration, which draws in a lot of votes. But anyways, back to what I was originally calling in for. I watched Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree last night on YouTube, and I have to say I really enjoyed it.
Excellent. And, I know you've got a point you're getting to. Stand by. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. By the way, I'm glad he brought that up because Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is celebrating 100,000 views on YouTube.
Awesome.
I am really happy about that. More coming up. You can take control here. We'll continue with Andrew and take your calls about what you want. Free Talk Live.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, and of course you can take control of the airwaves via Skype as well. Our Skype username is LRN.FM. So feel free to hook up with us in the way that you prefer. Also, don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com. Grab archives. You're enjoying this program? You want to hear what you've missed? Because we do it 7 nights a week. So there's a lot of content. 21 hours per week of Free Talk Live content available, and plus more than that. Mark, you just posted up a fresh episode of the Edgington Post.
That's right.
To our podcast feed. So
just spoke to Dave Murphy of, I think it was some kind of GMO labeling organization that's working on getting some, working on GMO labeling here in New Hampshire.
Democracy something or other.
Yeah, Food Democracy.
Yeah, there you go. Food Democracy Now, I think is what it was.
FoodDemocracyNow.org.
That's so, right. Yeah, you'll do interviews every now and then. You'll see those on our podcast feed. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can download archives. You can go to our SoundCloud page, download more than just the archives, like I said, with the Edgington Post as well. So, again, drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy. Privacy. It's important. At least that's what I think. Hopefully you agree with me and you're willing to actually take steps to achieve privacy. You don't have to do a whole lot thanks to ProXPN. You can just go to proxpn.com/FTL and download their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android. There's also instructions on how to set it up for Linux. But what is it? It is a virtual private network. It's a global network. And it allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth. That's before it reaches your internet service provider. So your whatever you're doing online, it is encrypted in 512-bit encryption before it even leaves your laptop or your smartphone or your desktop device. And that means it is then sent encrypted through an encrypted tunnel through your ISP, but they have no idea what you're doing because all they see is the encrypted data. They're just passing along the encrypted data at that point to get to ProXPN servers, which are in different locations around the world. You can select which one you want if you've got their premium account. Premium accounts also have unlimited bandwidth, and there's no limits on the types of internet things you can do. Like, for instance, you can do torrents over ProXPN. So you want privacy for your torrenting? ProXPN.com/FTL. You can go there and get started. Sign up. And when you're ready to upgrade to premium to get all the bennies and the perks, you can use our discount code to save 20% off the price, which brings the price down to about $5 a month if you buy the yearly package. So, again, code is FTL20. You want to go to proxpn.com/FTL. It's an amazing product. I'm a big fan of what they're doing there at ProXPN. And by the way, they don't log what you do online. Your internet service provider, they may be logging up to 5 years worth of your internet searches and your websites that you're requesting. ProXPN logs zero. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and get started. Use our code FTL20 when you're ready to buy the premium package. We go back to Andrew. He's listening in Tucson. And Andrew, you were just about to tell us that you had just finished watching Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree for the first time ever. People can go to victimlesscrimespree.com and they can see the movie there. We are celebrating this week. Cracking over 100,000 views on YouTube, which is beyond my expectations for the movie. I'm so grateful that people have found it worth recommending. And some people hate the movie, but they watched it anyway. So that's all that matters to me. Go ahead, Andrew.
Okay, so yeah, like I said, I really enjoyed it. And I wanted to get your opinion on something, and that is when, if at all, is the policy principle of non-aggression ever acceptable when dealing with the government?
So when is, if it, say it one more time.
When is the policy of non-aggression not a good way of activism and protest towards the government? Is it ever okay to be aggressive towards them because really they are the aggressors? I wanted to get your guys' opinion on that.
This is an issue that comes up time and time again, and I think it's because it's on a lot of people's minds. A lot of people are frustrated by the aggression of the people calling themselves the state. To me, it is not appropriate at all to use violence to achieve peace, if that's what your goal is. If your goal is to achieve more violence, then go ahead and use violence, because that's what you're going to get, because they're going to use violence back against you, and then it'll be this never-ending cycle of violence, and before you know it, everybody ends up hurt or dead.
I think if an agent of the government is acting under the cover of law, under the color of law, but you know, is trying to deprive you of life, Or perhaps to, you know, rape you or, you know, some kind of sexual battery type crime, you and your, or a family member, that at that point you can use violence. Other than that, mostly it's just not going to work out. It's just an inexpedient way to go about things.
Yeah, and Ian, you brought up a good point of it just kind of going in circles, as we see with a lot of wars. It's never really resolved. It just kind of keeps going. The tension will always be there. So, yeah, that's a good point.
There's a lot more to that discussion, and we actually had the Derek J. came to Keene for the Keenevention a couple weekends ago, and we had what was called the Peace Roundtable, where Derek J. and I basically took the side of peace, and Chris Cantwell took the other side. And we had a, basically a two-hour-long discussion. It was originally slated to be 75 minutes. It went for 2 hours, went way over time. We had just a line of people with questions. This is a really important issue. I think it's one of the most critical issues that faces the Liberty Movement today. And I'm glad that you brought it up. Was there anything else you wanted to share, Andrew?
Oh, no, that was about it. You guys know I'm down here in Tucson. I hope to get up to New Hampshire soon in about a couple years. And it's really something that I'm interested in and wanting to do.
Good plan. Have you signed up for the Free State Project yet?
I haven't yet. I'm technically not legally able to move out yet, if that gives you a kind of...
Oh, you're under the age of 18?
Yeah, correct.
I would sign up anyway.
Is there...
Yeah, I plan on it. Whether I sign up or not, I mean, it may be right before I move there or a little bit.
Well, if it's your plan to do something...
Right, it's a statement of intent. And what I hear from you is that you intend to move to New Hampshire. It isn't a situation of, I have packed my trunk full of stuff, and I am leaving now. That's a different statement. This is the statement of intent. And so what
it's not a contract.
What I would recommend is that we're trying to achieve something, and that achievement involves people signing up.
Right,
so
we need to get to 20,000 signers of that statement of intent. So
I know that the Liberty Movement is about honoring your word. I want you to understand that, yes, life comes up. And in 2 years, something may happen. You may lose your legs in an automobile accident and have to stay at home with mom. That doesn't mean that you've lied. The statement of intent is about intending to do something.
Yep, that's true.
And so you intend to do it. Stating that you intend to do it is simply an acknowledgement of what's true.
And if you do it sooner, if you go to freestateproject.org and sign up now rather than later, it helps us reach that 20,000 sooner rather than later. And if we reach the 20,000, which are 20,000 people who pledged to make the move to New Hampshire to get active for liberty, once we reach that 20,000, that's when the move period begins. So everybody that's sitting out there saying, well, I want to move, but I just haven't signed up yet, go ahead and go to freestateproject.org. Well, take a moment and get signed up.
Some people get hung up on sort of the truth of it, and this is the one thing that I want to make 100% clear is that if you haven't signed up and you intend to move, you are not acknowledging the truth. You are obscuring the truth by not signing the statement of intent.
Yeah, sign it and start creating the reality of moving into New Hampshire, moving out of where you are. Start planning for that. Even if you're under 18, I say. Thanks, Andrew, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And thanks for watching Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can go check it out at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's completely free online. You can, of course, buy the DVD, and that's available as well, the director's cut. There's more coming up with your thoughts. Welcome. Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Whether you want to talk about crazy old Joe Arpaio or you want to talk about whatever's on your mind, you can do that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And, of course, you can also join us on Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm.
You can help BitcoinNotBombs.com to hoodie the homeless by getting a hoodie for yourself or somebody you love. Go to BitcoinNotBombs.com and pre-order a hoodie or a t-shirt, and each sale is priced to cover the cost of one hoodie for somebody in need. They're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday so they can get these printed and distributed in time for the holidays so you can give them as gifts. Keep more than one person warm this winter. Help Bitcoin Not Bombs do a little guerrilla marketing in the process. They're accepting general donations for the project, too, if you'd like to give more. Visit BitcoinNotBombs.com. By the way, really attractive hoodies.
Yeah, I love the design. Was it Dobby Barker who made that design?
I suspect.
Good stuff. All right, so let's go back to the phones here and your calls and thoughts, and we can talk more about crazy old Sheriff Joe. But first, Jared is with us listening in Michigan on Skype. Hello, Jared.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's on your mind tonight?
Talk about Northern Colorado or whatever they're going to call it. I think Jesus Land sounds like a great name. That would be a good starter.
That'll go well.
You're referring to the secession movement of five counties that voted for secession at the recent election this year.
Yes. You know, it, when the way you guys talked about it, about how the rural areas are often overshadowed by urban areas,
yeah.
A lot of these issues stem back to a little-known Supreme Court case called Reynolds v. Sims. And the gist of that case was every state had to redo their Senate based upon population. So, for example, before the Reynolds case, let's say New Hampshire has 15 counties. I forget how many counties they have.
Like but 13.
10. Okay. So let's say there are 20 senators. Each county had two senators. That was done to offset the voice of bigger cities so they wouldn't control the entire state. In fact, when this issue happened, there was a senator out of Illinois who proposed an amendment to the Constitution to reverse the Reynolds ruling because his words were, Chicago, New York, L.A. are going to run the entire country. And that's fairly accurate today. But I kind of am fascinated by the logistics of creating a new state because I've read into it.
Interesting.
Just to clarify something, there was a point in this article we didn't get to yesterday about the Colorado secession, about how some legislators are proposing legislation that would apportion the senators and representatives by land size, not by population. So
yeah, they
can't
do that, unfortunately. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court, the nine men in black robes, so it was an 8-1 ruling, if I recall, they said it's a violation of equal protection, therefore they can't do it. Yet the federal Senate is two senators per state, but they said that's okay because the Constitution clearly says that, so they can't rule the Constitution
unconstitutional.
At least yet. But so the Colorado plan would go down in tubes. Also, furthermore, you need 60,000 people to form a new state. However, that has not always been held to be a standard. When Wisconsin became a state around 1880, they only had about 55,000 people. So they've conveniently ignored that. What would be easier to do from a logistical standpoint is for these counties to join either Nebraska, Wyoming, or Kansas, because there's no rules about how many people you need, and also you only need both states to consent. You don't need Congress to, because
that's
you're not
point.
State.
But wouldn't they be able to? No, I mean, it sounds like you've done some research on this. So wouldn't they be able? Because my question yesterday was, could they not just go ahead and secede from Colorado if the Colorado legislature
become a territory? No, territories are broken down into two categories, Ian. They're either unorganized or organized, and they're either incorporated or unincorporated. For example, Guam is organized but unincorporated. Puerto Rico is organized and incorporated. I could bore you for that for hours about that. But so, no, Congress completely controls a territory. They can create them at will and get rid of them for the most part, depending on what type it is. At will, so they can't go that route.
What if these counties wanted to play hardball, though? What if they, you know, they're like, we're committed. What is it, five counties or seven counties?
Five counties.
They say, we're committed to leaving Colorado. We're unrepresented here. What kind of things could they do, shy of shooting people, to basically just not be part of Colorado anymore?
Well, the only options that they would have legally is to try to join another state. That would be the easiest route. But let's say they
can't. Colorado's not going to let them do it. You know they're not.
Okay, let's say if they don't. Colorado doesn't have a state police. They have a state highway patrol, and they have a Bureau of Criminal Identification.
State highway patrol operates like very similarly to state police, don't they?
Well, not necessarily. No, they don't. A lot of states that have state police mark, they are actually state police officers, where a lot of states, highway patrol, their primary job is to basically just write traffic tickets and cordon off roads because of tractor trailers that, you know, jackknife. So, no, they really wouldn't be able to. The state doesn't really have the manpower to force five or six or eight counties or whatever it is to do what they want. So it would be a fascinating thing. But I think over time, people would just stop caring about it and it wouldn't be a big deal. I mean, I remember a decade ago, Killington, Vermont, was adamant about leaving Vermont and joining New Hampshire. No one even talks about that no more. So I think either they're going to join a new state, which is highly unlikely, or nothing's going to happen. Because, I mean, the idea that 50 states is going to be here until the end of time is preposterous. I mean, there will be states that will at some point come and go, whether the U.S. government collapses or not. So borders are going to continue to change. So this idea that once that flag reaches 50 stars, that's it until the end of time is nonsense.
Right.
So
anything, I mean, but you really get, there's some states where there's, you just wonder, what's the purpose of these state lines? I mean, when you start looking at the state policies of places like Massachusetts and Connecticut and Rhode Island, like, why don't you all three, you just get together and quit your bickering?
You want the real answer? Because the Democrats wouldn't want to lose six seats and only have two seats, basically, because those are three states where they get two senators. It's a numbers game. That's the reason, generally speaking, Republicans are more of the party that's open to the idea of creating new states, where Democrats are generally opposed to it, because both major parties have looked at the numbers. And believe you me, if the Democrats thought it would have been more advantageous to have a new state, they would have talked about that a long time ago.
Got it.
Good info, Jared. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope. You guys, take care.
Appreciate hearing from you. Again, Jared calling in on Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request if you've never Skyped us before, and I'll accept it just like I just did for somebody. So go ahead and send on your contact request to lrn.fm. All right.
You know, I think what Jared says there about the Democrats being against people creating more states is likely the truth, and then you'll hear all the rhetoric that goes behind it. And I think that this is true. Well, the Republicans do this crap too, but that they look for the political expedience in something, and then they create all the arguments around it as though that's right. And that's exactly the wrong reason to do things.
Let's go to Eric. He's in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Eric.
Hey, so you're talking about whether or not you can form a new state and what's required for that. And I just wanted to toss in my two cents within the Constitution, under Article 4, Section 3, is where it talks about the formation of new states. And it says, new states may be admitted by Congress into the Union, but no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the junction of two or more states or parts of states without the consent of the legislature of the states concerned, as well as of the Congress. So Congress definitely has to have give consent if they're going to form this new state.
Yep.
Can they secede just and not form a state? Can they just secede?
No. Not from what he said.
From, no.
Well, I think that's a separate issue, but I think
they should do it anyway. Eric, if you got more, you can stand by. We'll bring you back in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering
no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you might like here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That would be the Pro XPN toll free line, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You enjoy this show? You like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live? Well, one of the things you can do to help us out, zero cost to you except for a moment of your time, is go to podcastawards.com. You're online right now? Podcastawards.com. You're going to be online when you get home? Podcastawards.com. Scroll down to politics/news. That's the category in which you will find Free Talk Live. You can vote for us there. That's the only category we appear in. So you can vote for us on that category and then submit the ballot. And you can do this once per day between now and, I think Friday. So Friday the 15th, I believe, is the last day. So you have basically three more chances. If you're listening live tonight, you can vote now, tomorrow, and then Friday. And you can vote daily over at podcastawards.com. We sure would appreciate it because we've won this award in the past, but it's been actually a few years since we've done so. We've got some pretty stiff competition out there, and we can use every vote that we can get. So thank you in advance for going to podcastawards.com to the politics/news category and selecting Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. We did have a gentleman on the line. He dropped off. And we were talking about North Colorado, the idea of secession, and some of the details around that. And it doesn't sound like it's going to really work out for these folks, at least through the political process. But they could just secede themselves personally. They could just say, you know what, we don't feel like we're part of Colorado anymore. We'll just start calling ourselves whatever, you know, they're saying North Colorado or New Colorado or something like that. But whatever they want to call themselves, they should just start calling themselves that and just start acting like that's real. And if people aren't paying money to the state of Colorado, what are they going to really do about it?
The difficult part is businesses. Businesses, specifically businesses that do business all across Colorado.
Yeah.
So if you've got a statewide business or something like that, say you've got a car dealer.
Yeah.
And you've got a car dealer that's in both I don't know any of the names of the towns. Denver, right. I'm familiar that Denver is the capital of Colorado and not in this portion of the state.
You don't know any of the ones in the northern portion.
There's really not much there in the northwestern or northeastern portion. Okay. So we'll call it Northeastville. So you've got a car dealership in both Denver and Northeastville. And so, I mean, as a car dealer, what do you do when it comes to sales tax? You're not going to endanger your business in Denver by, you know, not paying the income tax in Northeastville. Now, there might be some businesses in Northeastville that say, yeah, we're on board. We'll give the sales tax to some agency that they've created of their own for their own state. But it's a big thing to ask from a business. Now, who's going to stand up for this business? Because I would imagine the revenuers are going to come.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. And most businesses are probably not going to be the kind of people who are going to openly support secession, especially if they've got one foot in South Colorado and then another foot in northeastern Colorado. So, great point.
Yeah.
It's a tricky situation. I guess if you're serious about secession and you love liberty, now, the people in northeastern Colorado may not love liberty. From what I've heard, they just want to have their own little fiefdom where they can tell people how to live.
Liberty is really inconsequential to this conversation. There have been all kinds of secessionist movements over the last century that had nothing to do with liberty.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. If you love liberty, you should move to New Hampshire.
I think there's like 85, there were 85 countries at the turn of the 19th century. Prior to World War I,
right,
I should say, the turn of the 20th century, 1901, there were like 85 countries. Now there are like 205, depending on what list you decide to read.
And that's a good thing, having more diversity, more choices. I mean, I don't like having more states, because I think states are a bad thing, but more states, I guess, is better than fewer states, because then people at least have some level of choice, presuming they can escape from the state's clutches where they might currently be. Some states make it easier than others to do that sort of thing. So the more decentralization that we can have in the world, the better. 855, 450-FREE. Let's go back to Joe Arpaio. He's put out a press release. Sheriff Joe Arpaio promotes patriotic jails in honor of Veterans Day. This was released on November 7th. Phoenix, Arizona. They talk about how we mentioned earlier, Sheriff Joe is going to be putting the stars and stripes in every inmate cell, some sort of display of it, some kind of sticker. And he says that any defacement or vandalism of those flags will come with the penalty of bread and water. Showing how tough he has pointed out that 10 inmates are currently on this very bread and water infraction.
You know, I'm wondering, generally pre-confinement inmates are not confined to their cells for 24 hours a day or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what if somebody's out, decides to go use the bathroom or the showers, you know, playing cards or doing whatever it is they're doing. Somebody sneaks into their room and defaces
it.
Yeah. Thanks, Sheriff Joe.
Yeah, you're not going to have a meaningful hearing. If that happens to you in jail and you say, it wasn't me, they're going to say, tough, here's your bread and water.
Right. This is Sheriff Joe, once again, is opening the people of Maricopa County up for paying more stupid fines. For more punitive damages,
just it.
For more of his dumb plans.
But you're right. He's not the one who's responsible for it. The people are the ones who are going to front the cash.
Frankly, I'm of the opinion that the people of Maricopa County pretty much are responsible for this. They've been voting Sheriff Joe in by good numbers for like a couple of decades now.
Yeah, but what is the actual turnout? What percentage actually goes and votes for this guy?
You'd think you'd go vote. I don't know.
Well, there's a good group of activists there that are very anti-Sheriff Joe. So to say that those people somehow are responsible for
their
actions is not fair. Further to honor, this is from his press release.
This doesn't come as a surprise, though. If you've lived in Maricopa County for any length of time, Sheriff Joe's antics that cost money to taxpayers are not a surprise. You can choose not to live in Maricopa County.
You can come to New Hampshire if you love liberty. And
you can. You could. I don't know. I mean, that's really what you can do. Basically, you can choose to do whatever you can do to get him out of office or...
That hasn't worked.
And move.
It doesn't matter how much corruption these people uncover. I mean, remember the time when he actually sent his agents into the city offices to raid them? I mean, he's raiding his own people. They've uncovered so much just horrible, distasteful behavior on the part of this man and publicized it as much as they possibly could. Even the federal government stepped in on some issue recently with him going overboard on something. It, you know, there's all kinds of evidence out there about how bad of a man this guy is. He gets reelected every time.
Yeah, I think the people just like his, stick it. We're going to do what we want here in Maricopa County.
Further to honoring Old Glory and Veterans Day, Sheriff Arpaio is proud to have hired as detention officers 80 men and women in the past year who have previously served in the armed forces. The detention officer
now, this
veterans,
is very common. This is the people in the military have spent a certain amount of time in the military. They've become used to it. If you consider,
doing what they're told.
Yeah, if you consider that 4 years for a person who turned 18 and went into the military, 4 years is basically their adult life, or at least a good majority of what you might consider sort of their adult life. So if you, I mean, if you spent 4 years in the military or 8 years in the military and you're getting out, this could be very well your first time applying for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, places like police, jails and sheriff's offices and policing agencies, they recruit from the military because these are people that follow orders. They follow orders in the way that that folks want. Sheriff Joe is not interested in free thinkers.
The detention officer veterans who work in Tent City may remember the conditions they might have faced while deploying overseas, that is, living in tents in tough environments. Tent City, which can hold up to 2,000 inmates, was started by Sheriff Joe Arpaio in 1993, utilizing Korean War tents. Arpaio is a U.S. Army veteran
even get new ones.
Who served during the Korean War. Hiring military veterans is a priority that Sheriff Arpaio vigorously carries out. In fact, the sheriff's office as a whole employs over 600 men and women who are veterans representing past service in the U.S. Army, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and Navy. I mean, this is just the most pandering press release that you can possibly imagine. Moreover, Sheriff Arpaio is working on an initiative to house all inmate veterans together.
So you get a sort of special dispensation?
Yeah,
as
apparently.
A
if, you are, if you're a convict and you're in his jail, you may end up in a special cell block.
I suppose that's a better thing?
I guess. Maybe he'll give you an extra piece of bologna.
Right.
In keeping with the patriotic theme, Sheriff Arpaio has ordered...
What if one of the veterans defaces one of the flags?
Now, oh, man.
I mean, I've heard stories. A friend of mine was a chaplain at a hospital, and on Veterans Day, they went around and they put flags on all the doors of all the hospital rooms, and there was a World War II vet in one of them that came out and took the flag off and put it back at the nurse's station. So at some point or another, some nurse put it back on the door. He came out, took the flag off, came out, threw it in the garbage can, and said, "Please, don't put that on my door anymore."
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855, 450 free. Also, he's got a program that apparently signs up inmates for the Selective Service. What a guy. We're coming up. You can take control here in moments and bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour 2 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. As Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1
1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.